The next case on the docket is case number 12201, an application of Continental for an order extending the field boundaries and amending the field rules for the Sadler and or Dolphin Bakken pools. Would all interested parties please come forward?
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing case 12201 on behalf of Continental Resources, Inc. We intend to have three witnesses in this matter. The geologic witness and the engineering witness will be the same witnesses that were called in case 12199. And I believe the land witness is going to be Ms. Lisa Allwert. Am I correct?
Yes.
Great.
Ms. Allwert, do you promise to tell the truth in this hearing?
I do.
Thank you.
Lisa, state your full name for the record, please.
Lisa Allwert, spelled A-L-W-E-R-T, and I'm a Northern Region landman for Continental Resources.
And you testified before the commission previously and had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes, I have.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Lisa, let's very quickly go to the packet of exhibits for case 12201. Tell me what Exhibit 1 is.
All right. Exhibit 1 is the general locator map. The field outlines are shown in blue, and the proposed spacing unit is shown in red with the yellow highlight. Exhibit 2 is the land plat for sections 17 and 20, 161, 95. It shows the existing Robert Hoyer 117 R well, as well as the proposed location of our number 2 well. It also shows the working interest of the area, with Continental having almost 73% working interest.
No further questions.
Thank you. Any questions from staff?
Lisa, this is Bruce Hicks. The existing well in 17 is a Bakken well that you drilled a few years back. Are you requesting that to stay on the 640-acre spacing unit?
Yeah, on the 640, yes. We want to keep it the way it is.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Campbell, you understand you're still under oath?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Larry, let's go to Exhibit 3 and 4. Briefly discuss those for me, please.
Yeah, Exhibit 3 is the structure contour map illustrating the top of the Bakken formation, with the subject 1280-acre spacing unit outlined in red, with the proposed Robert Hoyer number 2 in a dashed red line, with the type log well outlined in a dark triangle, which leads us to Exhibit 4, which is that type well log, and illustrating our targeted formation within the Three Forks, and again within the defined Bakken pool.
No further questions.
Thank you. Any questions from staff?
Larry, is that Robert Hewerwell, the first one, is that a drilled in the middle Bakken?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Wilson, you understand you're still under oath?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Stan, let's go to Exhibit 5, and I want you to start with 5 and then go right through Exhibit 8, and let's try to move through this relatively quickly, if you can, please.
Yes, sir. Exhibit 5 is proposed directional well plot for the Robert Hewer 2-20H. Here we have the surface location located in the southwest quarter section 20. We trend north with our proposed Three Forks lateral. That would be 1980 from the west line. It trends north until the bottom hole location in the northwest quarter of section 17. Here we would also like to request a 200-foot setback. And you can see in section 17 where we cross the existing Robert Hewer 1-17R well, which is a middle Bakken well. Exhibit 6 is a production decline curve for the existing Robert Hewer 1-17 well, the middle Bakken well. We've got estimated ultimate recovery on it of 140,000 barrels of oil, 157 million cubic feet of gas. Exhibit 7 is the economics for the existing Robert Hewer 1-17 R well, middle Bakken well. Came on 150 barrels of oil per day, had a GOR of 1840. Gives it reserves of 140,000 barrels of oil, 257 million cubic feet of gas, an estimated drilling cost of $5 million. We have a 5% rate of return and a negative PV10 of $1 million. Exhibit 8 is the economics for the proposed Robert Hewer 2-20H, Three Forks. We've got an initial rate of 460 barrels of oil per day, a GOR of 1,300. got reserves of 374,000 barrels of oil, 486 million cubic feet of gas, drilling completion costs of $5.2 million, yielding a 34% rate of return and $4.1 million PV-10.
No further questions. We'd offer exhibits 1 through 8.
Exhibits 1 through 8 are received into the record. Any questions from staff?
Stan, the existing well, is that a open hole completion?
Yes, sir, it is. It's an open hole completion where we used about 319,000 pounds of 2040 sand and about 18,000 gallons of fluid.
And you're thinking that it would have probably been higher if, or higher EUR if stage frac?
Oh, there's no doubt. Okay. No doubt.
Thank you.
Anything further on this case, Mr. Bender?
Nothing further.
That concludes the hearing on case number 12201. It will be taken under advisement by the Commission.